Hello, I'm Kayla Verhoeven. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to be reading the Pantograph, the Tuesday, December 30th of 2025 edition. And I'm going to start out with tornadoes damage homes and school in Macon County, Forest Among Damage Sites by Scott Perry and Donette Beckett. Weather, Bloomington. People across central Illinois on Monday were assessing the damage left by tornado touchdowns and gusty thunderstorms, including destroyed homes in Macon County and the loss of a school roof in Forest. The National Weather Service offices at Lincoln and Chicago reported damaged buildings, downed power lines, broken trees, and utility poles from Knox and Fulton to Livingston and Ford to Christian, Sangamon, and Champaign counties. Rain up to 1.6 inches, 1-inch hail, and wind gusts of 45-mile-per-hour winds up to 60-mile-per-hour winds were reported, and also reported in other places. In Forest, the roof of the Prairie Central Junior High School gymnasium was torn off, leaving considerable water damage inside. The district has officials and its insurance provider assessing the damage and the cost of repairs. We have had many professionals and the Regional Office of Education inspect the facility, and at this moment, we will be able to continue with school as planned on January 5th of 2026, said Prairie Central Superintendent Brian Quam. The district will be utilizing other facilities within the district to host junior high events, and the gymnasium will not be accessible for the remainder of the school year. Physical education will be the only academic class needed to be relocated, he said. Most of the damage was reported in two clusters between 9 and 10 a.m., and again after about 2:30 p.m. and into the evening. There were also widespread reports of roof and siding damage caused by the high winds across the region. Roofs were blown off a farm building in the Fairbury area and a farm office building at Gibson City. Macon County. Skyline Drive in Long Creek was void of much activity Monday morning, a stark contrast to the scene some 15 hours earlier after a tornado wreaked havoc on this neighborhood. Shortly after the second of two tornadoes touched down in Macon County at approximately 3:10 p.m. Sunday, emergency responders, family members, and friends and volunteers converged on the area off of Baltimore Road. They arrived to find a neighborhood in various stages of disarray. Homes damaged, trees toppled, utility lines down, and debris scattered by the strong winds. Lieutenant Scott Flannery with the Macon County Sheriff's Office said Sunday night that up to 9 homes were destroyed, while others escaped with minimal damage. Dan Watkins was one of the lucky ones. Our house is intact, but it took the power meter off, so we have no power, Watkins said Monday morning, and it destroyed the shed. But we were fortunate. A couple of doors down, it took the whole roof off, and I found a screen door. Despite many people being home at the time the tornado hit, Flannery said no injuries were reported. It was a similar scene Sunday in the area around Walmsley Road, Jeanette Drive, and Bentonville Road, where tornado damage was also reported. Damage was also observed to trees and a home along the Elwyn Blacktop between Elwyn and Mount Zion. Tony Anello was at a birthday party when the storm that spawned the tornadoes entered Macon County. I was following the storm online, and when I noticed the radar signature showing the circulation was over my house, I started home. After it had passed, he said, he worried about his two dogs. He arrived to find his home at the corner of Bentonville and Mount Zion Road intact and his dog safe, but the garage was completely gone. The entire garage, the contents of it, are scattered at least a half a mile that way, he said. The garage is 4 doors down. He immediately called his wife to tell her what he found. I got a phone call saying the garage is gone. I thought it was a joke. I thought he was messing with me, Brittany Anello said. She could tell by the tone of his voice that he was not joking, but I just didn't really believe it. God is good. No one got hurt, Tony said. Like his counterparts on Skyline, he also praised the response from those wanting to help him and others in the neighborhood. A Macon County Emergency Management Agency news release stated a tornado also briefly touched down at approximately 3:05 p.m. Sunday, crossing Illinois 48 near Blue Mound. No damage was immediately identified in the Blue Mound area. A joint damage assessment involving emergency management agency officials, the National Weather Service, and the American Red Cross was underway Monday. According to the National Weather Service in Lincoln, meteorologists assessed the damage after visiting the storm-affected areas. From that, they will determine how strong it is, said Chris Gilhart, meteorologist. Officials reported downed power lines and tree damage across the area. Meteorologists will study the start and the ending of the tornadoes, as well as the damage. We also have to look at how the buildings were constructed and things like that, Gilhart said. Monday's high wind and lower temperatures added challenges to the assessment, according to Tammy Schneider, coordinator for the Macon County Emergency Management Agency. We worked together to get it completed as quickly as possible, she said. The goal for the agencies is to meet any unmet needs so that we can get people and the resources that they need, Schneider said. According to the EMA, the residents whose homes were damaged were able to find shelter. They either went to family or friends, Schneider said. We had a couple of families that tarped their roofs, had generators, and hunkered down in place. After Monday's strong winds subside, the forecast called for a return to a typical winter weather with temperatures ranging from the upper 30s to the mid-teens, but with sunny skies. In Groveland, a tornado touched down about 9:27 a.m., 3 miles south-southwest of the Groveland in Tazewell County. The EF1 tornado, with the wind speeds up to 98 miles an hour, touched down about 3 miles east of Pekin High School and traveled about 1.75 miles along Allenton Road. It destroyed 2 outbuildings and barns, snapped off numerous trees, 8 power poles, and damaged some roofs. The tornadoes were spawned by a passing storm front that was accompanied by strong straight-line winds, signaled a dramatic drop in temperatures, which had reached close to 70 degrees Sunday afternoon. The lows Monday night were predicted to fall to around 14, with the wind chill values plunging down to between 1 and 6 degrees. There were warnings of snow and snow flurries before 12 a.m. Monday and had lasting until around 5 a.m. Monday. The National Weather Service in Lincoln said there was a chance for more flurries up until 1 p.m. Monday. Conditions will remain blustery, with gusts as high as 29 miles per hour, decreasing to a range of 18 to 23 miles per hour by afternoon. But some gusts could hit as high as 46 miles per hour. The rest of the week looks clear of snow and rain, with temperatures ranging between a low of 17 and highs near 37 by Saturday. New Year's Day forecast is to be sunny with a high approaching 30 degrees. Firefighters, cops meet need. Giving back holiday tradition for Bloomington Normal agencies, by Caitlin Klepnick, 1 hour ago. Bloomington Police Officer Mackenzie Phillips helps Danielle Shelby during Shop with a Hero Thursday, December the 11th, 2025, at Walmart Supercenter on Bloomington Road. By Clay Jackson, The Pantograph. Holiday Giving, Bloomington. Police officers and firefighters in Bloomington Normal spent the last 2 months finding ways to spread holiday cheer by giving back to the communities that they serve. Each year they focus on infusing philanthropy into their work and their traditions. Here are some of the ways that the agency gave back this year. Thanksgiving baskets. On Monday, November the 25th, the Normal Police Department kicked off the season of giving with its annual Thanksgiving basket program. Normal officers and their families gathered at Sugar Creek Elementary School to fill 75 baskets with Thanksgiving meals for families in need. Isaiah Williamson, president of the Normal Police Benevolent and the Protective Association, Unit 22, said 15 union members delivered the baskets for the program, which officers have been participating in for more than 25 years. While it may also be a little bit of a tradition, it's important to us that people have the resources to enjoy a delicious holiday meal, whether it be by themselves or with family and friends, Williamson said. Each year, the department identifies families in need, and officers and their families deliver turkeys, green beans, corn, stuffing, and rolls, which they purchase from Meijer and Normal. While we know we can't provide a meal to everyone who needs it, we throughout enjoy providing what we can, Williamson said. Meals with Home Sweet Home Ministries. Officers with the Bloomington Police Department partner with the Home Sweet Home Ministries each November to deliver Thanksgiving meals. Five Bloomington police officers took part this year, answering a need, Sergeant Jared Bierman said. To provide people who might not otherwise have meals, it's a good part of the job. It's a perk or a blessing to participate in events like this, Bierbaum said. Bierbaum said he feels that the department is honoring its mission statement by participating in events such as the Thanksgiving meal giveaway, which provides a way to give back to the community beyond police work. This year, the police department helped to deliver 515 meals, with additional meals to be served to residents of Home Sweet Home, bringing the total meals served to nearly 700 this holiday season. Tree lighting. Downtown Bloomington's annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony drew a smaller crowd this year thanks to the frigid temperatures. But members of the Bloomington Police Department were among those braving the weather on Friday, December the 5th. For his fourth year in a row, Detective Martin Krolowitz sported a blue Santa suit for the ceremony. He and other officers volunteered to ring bells for the Salvation Army of Bloomington during downtown's first Friday events, marking the start of the holiday season. Krolowitz said he rung bells with the Salvation Army for 8 years, but wanted to become more involved with the event, which led him to the blue Santa suit, complete with a Bloomington Police Department patch. Bowling for Toys. On Saturday, December the 6th, Bloomington officers gathered at Pheasant Lanes, 804 North Hershey Road in Bloomington, for their annual Bowling for Toys in collaboration with the Toys for Tots. Brent Smallwood, a retired Bloomington officer, has been organizing this event for nearly 2 decades after deciding he wanted to help the community at a local level on behalf of the Police Benevolent and Protective Association, Unit 21. Smallwood, who is still involved in the union, said he learned about Toys for Tots of McLean County and its impact with families and organizations locally, and he immediately sought to partner with the giving program. What started out as a small event, only taking up 2 lanes, has now expanded to a full-fledged fundraiser, filling all 32 lanes of the bowling alley, with 10 union board members organizing the event. This year, Bowling for Tots raised a total of $21,000. One of the highlights of the holiday's fundraiser, Smallwood noted, was signed merchandise from singer and songwriter Teddy Swims, who sent a whole package to Bowling for Toys. Every kid deserves to wake up on Christmas morning and unwrap a gift, Smallwood said. Cookies with Santa and Cocoa with a Cop. Bloomington offers officers also volunteered December the 6th at the Bloomington Normal YMCA, 202 St. Joseph Drive in Bloomington, welcoming local families for Cookies with Santa and Cocoa with a Cop. This event was open to YMCA members, allowing families to come in and take pictures with Santa and to sit down with an officer to enjoy a sweet treat. More than 100 children participated in the three-hour event, which police officials said helped to foster positive interaction between officers and the community and promote recruiting for the department. This year, officers brought in an arts and crafts station featuring wooden cutouts of holiday shapes, which kids were free to decorate as Christmas ornaments. Officers then took them to the police station to hang on the chief's Christmas tree. Chief Jamal Symington said that the YMCA event had the benefit of allowing children in the community to see another side of a police officer. This can be very positive and a fun interaction, he said, and that carries over, whether it's recruitment or when you cross paths with them out in the community for whatever stressful event or not stressful event. They know that we're sincerely there to help, and there's nothing to be afraid of when approaching a uniform. The chief said he appreciated the opportunity to partner with the YMCA. It's always a festive, very positive opportunity for us to interact with the community, and certainly the kids, seeing the joy of the holiday, Symington said. It's just a pleasurable, very positive, fun opportunity. Shop with a cop. On Sunday, December the 7th, the Normal Police headed to Meyer to participate in the annual Shop with a Cop program, with about 25 officers participating to buy gifts for 55 kids. Each child was allotted $100 tax-free to purchase whatever their heart desired. In addition to the usual gifts and toys, Normal Police leaders said that this year the department also provided winter apparel for the children in need at no cost. Williamson, the department's union president, said Normal officers get connected to the kids through various agencies, including Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Illinois, the Boys and Girls Club of Bloomington Normal, and the social workers and family coordinators in McLean County Unit 5. We love this experience, Williamson said. It offers great opportunity for us as officers to interact with these kids in a super fun and positive way that they will hopefully remember for quite a while. Williamson said he has personally been involved with Shop with the Cops since he began working at MPD, and it is in his top three favorite events. It's important to us because it allows us to connect with kids in our community in an engaging way, Williamson said. After shopping, the children involved with Shop with the Cop sat down with the officers and enjoyed a meal with them provided by Tobin's Pizza. The Bloomington Pizza Restaurant has provided a free pizza party after every Shop with the Cop and during MPD's Thanksgiving basket packing for several years. In the future, Williamson said, he hopes to invite the Normal Fire Department to join in on the fun, but this year the group included officers from MPD, Illinois State Police Troop 5, and Illinois State University Police Department. Christmas Rescue Run. Since the mid-1990s, the Normal Firefighters Association has partnered with local nonprofit organizations for the Rescue Run, aimed at helping families in need with essential items and toys. Similar to Shop with the Cop, union members shop for families, using a list that is given to them from Brightpoint, which has supported the Rescue Run for 3 years. This year, dozens of firefighters went to Meyer to shop alongside Brightpoint in a volunteer effort on Thursday, December the 11th, taking over cash register number 17 to shop for approximately 2 hours. Meyer has supported the initiative since 2008 and donated $1,500 this year to help provide additional support on top of the money union members raise, which totaled $5,000, to support 4 families. In past years, firefighters said they have supported upwards of 20 families for this event. Laura Cordero, manager of the development for Brightpoint, said, the organization has shopped for families since the early 1980s, identifying families in need and creating profiles for each family to help guide the shopping process. Brightpoint works closely with the families to identify their needs as well as special wishes, Cordero said. I think we all know that everything has gotten more expensive, but we work with families that do not have the highest incomes necessarily, she said. So providing these items, this could be the only time of the year that they get new clothes or new shoes. It's super important to make sure everyone has what they need, but also being able to provide the gifts for the holidays is the best feeling ever. Initially, this program provided holiday meals, but it evolved over time, shifting focus to provide essential household items, clothing, safety-related items like fire extinguishers, and toys for children to ensure that they had a Christmas experience. Matt Hill, treasurer for the Normal Firefighters Association, said that the organization raises about $8,000 each year for the rescue run through raffles. Over the years, the union has raised hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, which all stays with families in the community, he said. In our profession, we support the community through emergency services, but we also feel it is important to volunteer our time to support the community, Hill said. It's important for us to be good community stewards. That's why we volunteer our time to raise money and take the time to do the shopping, to make sure people who wouldn't have a Christmas experience get that. Shop with a Hero. The Bloomington Police Department opened its annual Shop with a Cop program to other first responders partnering with the Bloomington Fire Department and renaming it Shop with a Hero. This year's shopping event was held Thursday, December the 11th at Walmart on West Market Street, with local police officers and firefighters helping kids pick out new toys, in partnership with the Department of Children and Family Services. It's a remarkable time to come together as a professional organization to give back to the community and engage with the kids, Symington said. Christmas is a time of giving and being gifted. Certainly, when they can do that with a police officer or a fireman, a hero, it's a great opportunity for children to see us as people, good people, humans that are just here to give back. Each child received a $75 gift card, tax-free, to spend on whatever gift or gifts they wanted. But Symington noted some officers add more to help the children buy more gifts. This year, 52 children were sponsored through Shop with a Hero, giving them an opportunity to interact with local first responders and experience the season of giving and receiving during Christmas. It's the joy of Christmas that we see the smiles on their faces, and it's an opportunity for them just to go get what they wish for. That's a takeaway that we'll never forget. It hits my heart every single year to do this, Symington said. Of the tradition, the department has continued for at least 25 years. You can contact Caitlin Klepek at 309-820-3345. Today's Flick Fact. Today's question. Everyone in Bloomington Normal knows of Pub 2, the popular bar and restaurant at College and Linden in Normal, a fixture at the corner since 1974. But can you name what was in that building before it turned into Pub 2? Today's answer. It was an auto repair shop, with its primary bay where Pub 2's main dining area is today. Also largely forgotten until 1995, half of the building was Pub 2 and the other half was Vitti's Cycle Shop before Vitti's moved a block south to its current location. How time flies, December 29th, 2025. 100 years ago, December 29th, 1925, trustees of the First Christian Church of Normal closed the deal December 28th for the purchase of the property at 106 West Ash Street. The house will be used as the patronage for the new pastor, Reverend Samuel E. Fisher, who will arrive in Normal on December 30th and will take up his duties on Sunday, January the 3rd. 75 years ago, December 29th, 1950. The 9 homes along the middle of Sunset Road will be annexed to the City of Bloomington if a petition filed on December 29th is approved. The petitioners asked to annex an area equivalent to about 3 square blocks. It includes the middle half of the area that lies between Sunset Road and Emerson Street at the east edge of the city. 50 years ago, December 29th, 1975. The weather, icy, the hour, 9 a.m., and perhaps the record of the home team, 0-7, contributed to keeping down crowd size at the opening of the first ever Illinois State Basketball Classic at Horton Field House on December 29th. 25 years ago, December 29th, 2000, A possible dip in the world oil production, a tendency to match competitor prices, and cold temperatures in the Northeast are behind a post-Christmas price jump at many Bloomington Normal service stations. The jump comes just days before the state's 5% gasoline sales tax is reinstated. By December the 29th, motorists were paying an average of $1.47, according to a check of 17 local service stations, per gallon. If added to current Twin City prices, the reinstated gas tax would mean an additional jump of around 7 cents. Livingston County Coroner identifies the man who died in a Pontiac prison by Drew Zimmerman 19 hours ago. Pontiac. Authorities said a 29-year-old man died in the Pontiac Correctional Center on Sunday and no foul play is suspected. Livingston County Coroner Michael Renner identified Patrick E. Vaughn, who prison officials said was found unresponsive in the north cell house of the facility. The Pontiac Fire Department was dispatched to the prison at 5:29 p.m., and first responders attempted to render aid. Vaughn was pronounced dead at 6:07 p.m., according to a news release from the coroner. Further details about the circumstances of his death were not immediately available, but the coroner said no foul play is suspected, and an autopsy is scheduled for Tuesday. The Pontiac Correctional Center, Livingston County Coroner's Office, and the Illinois State Police are investigating the death. Down tree electrical lines caused damage to a roadway in Clinton by Caitlin Klepek 18 hours ago. Clinton. Clinton firefighters tackled an electrical emergency Sunday evening, safely securing the area without any injuries or property damage. Around 10:32 p.m., Clinton fire crews were dispatched to the area of Adams and Walnut Streets, where they found a tree had fallen onto transmission electrical wires. The wires were arcing in the street in a very intense way, causing large amounts of fire and smoke, according to a statement from the Clinton Fire Department posted to Facebook. Clinton firefighters quickly evacuated the area, including nearby homes that were downwind amid gusts up to 45 miles per hour, the department said. A Clinton school district bus responded and allowed the evacuees shelter. Maroa Kenny, Wapella, and Waynesville fire departments were called into stage in Clinton in case the situation worsened, Clinton Fire said. During the incident on Adams and Walnut, firefighters also responded to another electrical emergency on the East South Street, as well as two reports of smoke inside homes. On Adams and Walnut, Ameren, Illinois, responded to shut off the electricity for the area. Clinton firefighters cleared the scene by 1:30 a.m. Monday, but Ameren continued to work on restoring electricity. After electricity is restored, the streets will remain closed to ensure restoration of the roadways, which were damaged. VAC providing rides to Peoria VA Clinic, Veterans Corner, 2 hours ago. Since the opening of the Bloomington VA Clinic, requests for rides to the Peoria VA Clinic have declined sharply. The clinic in Bloomington provides many of the specialty care varieties that McLean County veterans previously had to travel to Peoria or Danville to receive. Additionally, VA Community Care and VA Care in the Community Services for Specialty Care have reduced the need for VA-provided rides to Peoria or Danville. However, your McLean County VAC will still provide rides to the Peoria Clinic if the veteran needs that service because of other sources for the care are not available. Veterans needing rides to the Peoria Clinic should contact the VAC at 309-888-5140. Normally, appointments would be no earlier than 9 a.m. and be completed so that the VAC vehicle will leave the Peoria Clinic no later than 12:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Kayla Verhoeven, and this has been a half-hour session of The Paragraph. Everybody be safe and have a happy new year.